God, and we just thank the Lord for all of you that are on the line and those that are yet to come on the line. But I just like to declare, there are a few things, actually about seven things, I want to declare tonight. Amen. And as Pastor says, sometimes this is my opening statement, but right now tonight, there's something I want to declare. Number one, the Lord is still good, and he's worthy to be praised. Oh, yes, he is. Number two, God is the lifter of our souls. Number three, Jesus saves. The blood is powerful. The blood still works. Number four, there is power in the name of Jesus. Number five, we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. Number six, Jesus is soon to come. Number seven, Jesus is coming for a church without spot or wrinkle or any such thing. Amen, amen, and amen. And we can declare the word of God because the word of God is quick and is powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword. And in talking about the word of God, we are certainly blessed tonight to have as our guest minister tonight is our youth pastor of the Petersville Baptist Church, Minister Joseph Patterson. And when you know that he's a mighty man of God, that yet humble enough to give the word of God. So, Minister Patterson, if you're on this line, we want you to let go and let God use you. And he will be also praying over all that on our prayer list. He'll be praying in general over everyone that's on this prayer line. So, Minister Patterson, you can go ahead and minister as God gives it to you. Minister Joseph Patterson. Praise God. I guess he's still yet to come on the line. But I'm just going to just comment a little bit about what I just, the declarations, that God is still good. Yes, no matter what we hear on the TV and the whatever we may be experiencing, no matter what temptation that we find ourselves in, the Bible says we need to count it all joy. In all, because we know that when our faith is being tried, that it worketh patience. Praise God. So we believe God that he is still good and he's worthy to be praised. Amen. And then, yes, he is a lifter of our soul. Praise God. When we can just think on his goodness and all that he's done for us, we can rejoice in the Lord. Amen. Praise God. And Minister Joseph, are you on the line? Praise God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And I'm going to elaborate a little bit more on the declarations. Jesus saves. Praise God. And the blood of Jesus never loses his power. It never loses the power. Praise God. And we know that Jesus is soon to come. When we see the signs of the time, no matter who doesn't believe the word of God, we know that God's word means what it says. Amen. Praise the Lord. And we know that the blood of Jesus still saves. And his arms are not too short that he can't reach down and just save those that are in the gutter and raise them up in the higher on the higher planes. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Minister Joseph, are you on this line? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. And also we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. Oh, yes. Praise God. But the key thing here is talks about through Christ. We can do those things not through our strength. What we can do, the Bible says, all things, not some things, through the strength of Jesus Christ. He's the one that empowers us. He's the one that encourages us and lifts us up. We have that confidence because the word of God says so. Glory to God. We can do all things through Christ who gives us the strength. And see, Jesus is coming again. people, I don't know, are really looking for his coming, because if we were truly looking and watching for the coming of Christ, we wouldn't even have enough room for them to even stand in the church. I don't even think we would have enough room on the church grounds if people believe that Jesus is soon to come. But he's coming for a church without spot or wrinkle or any such thing. And the Bible says he's coming quickly, and his reward is with him. And I don't know about you, but I want to be ready when Jesus comes. Don't you? Oh, yes, I want to be ready. Amen, amen. Glory to God. Now, we'll see. Is Minister Joseph, are you on the line now? Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. He is actually our guest minister tonight.
Can you hear me now?
Yes. Minister Joseph, are you on the line?
I am on the line.
Praise God.
Oh,
amen.
Okay.
He is on the line, and God bless you. So at this time, I'm going to turn it over to you. But we had I had a blessed time declaring the word of God. So you just let go and let God use you to minister and pray as God leads you. God bless you.
Thank you so much. Sorry for the delay, but we do give honor to the Spirit of Christ. And we're not going to worry your patience, but we're going to get into the word of the Lord. Hopefully you can hear me okay and hear me well. We're going to be coming out of tonight the book of Isaiah. And we're going to be reading chapter number 40. And I'm going to be reading from the ESV tonight. So if you're following along with the KJV, that's fine. But verse 27 through 31, and it reads, "Why do you say, O Jacob, and speak, O Israel, my way is hidden from the Lord, and my right is disregarded by my God? Have you not known? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He does not faint or grow weary. His understanding is unsearchable. He gives power to the faint, and to him who has no might, he increases strength. Even youths shall faint and be weary, and young men shall fall exhausted. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint." Amen. We do give honor to the Lord tonight for the reading of his word. But here, I just want to give you a little bit of a backdrop here to what is going on in this text. And we've heard it. It's very familiar. We've heard it for so many years. But I want to just pull some things out tonight, what Isaiah was saying to the children of Israel. And so Isaiah, he was one of the prophets, one of the major prophets of the Old Testament. And he prophesied to what we would call in the Old Testament, after King Solomon had died, the children of Israel split up into two kingdoms. They split up into a northern kingdom and a southern kingdom. And so Isaiah would have prophesied to that northern kingdom. And during this time that he wrote the book of Isaiah, the children of Israel were taken captive. They were in captivity under the Assyrian Empire. And so they had got to a point here in the text where, if you even go back to the very first verse in Isaiah 40, the scripture starts off, God is telling Isaiah, he says, comfort ye my people, saith your God. This is what Isaiah is saying to Israel, comfort ye my people, because comfort ye, in the Old Testament, in this context, meant to repent and to console, because Israel was at a breaking point. And they had got so distraught, they were worried, they were so to the point where, if you read this from the 40th chapter to the 48th chapter of Isaiah, Israel was at the point of giving up. They're at the point of despair. that at the they were at the point of giving up hope. And Isaiah is reminding them, he's reminding them here. He says, God's way, his understanding is unsearchable. Have you not known? Have you not heard that God is the everlasting God? Although it may seem that God's way is hidden, he said, in him has no might. He increases, if you don't have might, he increases strength. We're talking about the God of Israel. He reminds them using the illustration of an eagle, because in the ancient culture, they deemed an eagle a very majestic bird. They even in the when God gave them the dietary laws, the Levitical laws, eagles were one of the animals that they were not permitted to eat, because eagles, they were predators. So they would eat dead carcasses, so they were not allowed to eat anything that ate dead animals. And so they were not allowed to eat an eagle, but they revered the eagle in the sense of its strength and in its majesty, and it was a symbol of power. So Isaiah is using that reference here, but he also refers them back to a time in the book of in the book of Exodus, the 19th chapter. He reminds them, he said, just like the children of Israel, when they were under the captivity and under the slavery of the Egyptian, God showed himself mighty and strong. Just like when they were in captivity for hundreds of years, he uses the imagery of an eagle and how God swoops down in the midst of their despair and carries them away out of their present danger on the wings of an eagle. So he's telling them, he said, I want you to be reminded of who God is. God has shown himself strong and mighty to us in time past based upon our forefathers. And what we understand from the bibliography, from the bibliography text of an eagle, what an eagle does is when it takes its eaglet through a transition period, when they're right at that period of going to that next level, when they're transitioning in life, that adolescent eagle, that mother eagle would take that eaglet, and it would take that eaglet through a series of trainings to get them ready for that next flight, that next level, that next transition in their life. And oftentimes we look at, even in our own natural life, that we look at the turmoil and the trouble and the chaos that we're in, and we don't know how we're going to make it sometimes, but that mother eagle is very patient with her eaglet. And oftentimes it is said that they would give a little push every now and then to see if they're ready to take flight. They would put food at another tree to see if that eaglet would take that next step to try to fly, because once it fly one time, it'll know that there'll be nothing that would stop their flight in the future. We also understand this, that the illustration that Isaiah is using here, this whole notion of mounting up, he says to mount up with wings as eagles. In other words, get ready. Get ready to take flight. Get ready to boldly go where no man has gone before. So to the eagle, the word mount up here in the Old Testament, it means to ascend, to go beyond the boundary, go beyond the limitations, go beyond the limitations that have been set. He tells him, he said, Israel, I know we're going through a time right now, and I know it seems like we're in despair. He said, but get ready to mount up. And what that means is this: when that eagle gets ready to mount up, they actually go to the highest peak in that tree. They sit there and they perch, and what they do is they wait. They wait until the time of the storm is coming. And what they do is this: they have the capacity that when the storm comes, the eagle can stretch its wings from 8 to 12 feet wide. And what that means is this: when that storm get ready to come, that eagle doesn't wait until the storm is over. That eagle get ready to take flight. Because why? The eagle is the only bird in her majesty, in her grace. She is the only bird that when a storm come, it doesn't have to wait till the storm pass. the eagle can mount up and fly in the midst of the storm, so much so to the point that it goes through the storm, and when it reaches the top, it can now look back on the storm to see what it had just came through. I don't know who I'm talking to tonight. I don't know who's on this line tonight, and you may be going through a storm. And what Isaiah is further driving the point home here. He said the strongest of men may stumble and fall. And I don't care how strong you may seem or how strong you may look, the strongest of the strongest may stumble and fall. But what he's saying is this, but those who put their faith and their trust in the Lord have a supernatural strength that the world cannot even understand, that the world cannot even offer, that the world cannot even fathom. Because why? He said, they that wait upon the Lord, all you got to do is wait. Just like that eagle, right there on that perch, get to the place where you right there, you've gone as far as you can go. You're as high as you can go. You've done all that you can do. But he said, I want you to sit there and I want you to wait. And not only are you going to wait, you're not going to wait until the battle is over. You're not going to wait until the storm passes. When the strength that God's going to give you in the midst of this, Israel, you're going to have enough strength that in the midst of the storm, God is still going to show to you that you can have the victory. Oh, my God. Because why? What are you saying, preacher? Oftentimes we may be in a situation, we may be in a storm, and we may look at that storm and that situation and see that it's going to take me out. But I don't know about you, but I'm reminded, just like Isaiah said, he said, have you not known? Have you not heard? I don't know about you, but when I look back over my life, just like you, when you weathered a storm, you look back over your life and sometimes you wonder, you said, I don't know how I made it through what I've been through, but because I came through this and I know that because God brought me through that, I know he can bring me through this. And if he can bring me through this, I don't have to wait until I get on the other side. I'm going to go ahead and shout and praise God right now, because why? I know that if I put my hope and my faith and my trust in him, that I shall come out with the victory. I will come forth as pure gold, because why? The Lord knows the way that I take. And when I am tried, the Bible says, I shall come forth as pure gold. Just like Job began to question God, he began to ask God all of these questions, and God fired right back at Job. He said, Job, where were you when I laid the foundations of the world? Where were you, Job, when I spoke to the wind and the wave and told the seashore not to come any further? We're living on the United States of America, embodied by water, and it's the voice and it's the hand of God that keeps back the Pacific Ocean so that it don't go any further. It's the hand of God that keeps back the eastern shore to tell the water not to go back any further. If the wind and the waves can obey his command, how much more will he not come and see about his children when the storms of life seem like it's going to take us out? The word of God said, the Lord shall raise up a standard against it. The Lord shall raise up a standard against them. Why? Because even when my enemies, when my foes come against me to devour, to eat up my flesh, the Bible said they will stumble and fall. And Isaiah is making the illustration here that the strongest of the strongest, they may come after your life, they may come after you, the enemy may open up his arsenals, they will stumble and fall. But they that wait upon the Lord, God said, he'll renew your strength. And when he even goes further to say this, that if you don't have joy, if you don't have strength, that all you got to do is start leaping for that joy. And peace, because why? He said, if you keep your mind stayed upon me, I will keep your mind in perfect peace. I don't know about you, but sometimes you got to go through and you got to put up these guards to look like you're strong, look like you got peace. But when God gives you supernatural peace, the world cannot understand it. The world cannot take it away from you. You can go through operating in the fruit of the Spirit, because why? Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. That when I put my faith and my trust in him, all I got to do, do is when I can sense a storm is coming, when I sense turmoil is coming, all I got to get ready to do in my spirit is mount up in my spirit. Because why? If I know that he can bring me through one thing, if it's good for the goose, the saying say, it's also good for the gander. If I can look back over my life and see how God brought my brother out, how he brought my sister out, how he brought pastor out, how he brought the deacon out, I know that God is not respecter unto person, that what he did for one, he can do for the next. Because why? It is in his sovereignty. It is in his grace that he said he will reign on the just as well as the unjust. I don't know about you tonight, but I believe in my spirit that if I hold out, if I trust and depend and concentrate on him, that God can do all things but fail, the Bible said. That if I put my faith and my trust in him, that there's nothing that I cannot ask of him. He said he'll give me my heart's desires. I don't know about you, but I feel like giving God a praise on this phone tonight, because I know in whom I believe. I know what the word of God says. I know that God can do all things, but there he can do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that we can ever ask or think. And that all it takes on our part is to trust and depend on his word. Amen, amen. I don't know about you, but we're living in a day and time where so many people want to trust in this thing or that thing, and in world systems and in governmental systems. But I come to tell you that my hope is built on nothing less but Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust this sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. There is no foundation that is secure, and there is no foundation that I can plant my foot in other than the word of God. Because the word of God said that in the word of God, there is a hiding place. I don't know about you, but sometimes you got to get into that secret place of the Most High God and allow God to wrap his loving arms and protection around you. Just like Isaiah was trying to drill that point home to the Israelites. One day, God stopped by my house, and he sent an eagle to my house and picked me up out of the muck and mire and had me soar on the wings of an eagle. No goodness on my own, nothing that I could do in and of myself, but only by the grace and the mercy of God that I haven't been consumed. And I'm standing today as a testimony that God can do all things but fail. All you got to do is wait until your change come. Wait until your morning come. Because why? Weeping is going to may endure for a night, but the Bible said joy is going to come in the morning time. Hallelujah, Jesus. I believe that joy is going to come, but you know what? I don't have to wait until that joy come. I can go ahead and start leaping forward right now in my spirit. I'm getting ready to mount up, because why? God is getting ready to do something I've never seen before in the church house. God is getting ready to do something that we've never seen before in the White House. God is getting ready to do something we've never seen before in our own house, but it has to start at home. The Bible said that as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. We can't expect the White House to do what we won't do in our own home. We can't expect the White House to do what the church house won't do. And God is calling for some people to cry loud and spare not in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, my God. I believe the report of the Lord tonight. I believe like what Isaiah is saying, that we can put our hope and faith in all this stuff that is in the world, but we can only depend on a rock that is higher than us. Hallelujah. Glory to the name of Jesus. Glory to the name of God. Hallelujah, Jesus. We're going to look to the Lord in prayer tonight. While we're praying, remember the word of the Lord tonight. Mount up with wings as eagles. Get ready to mount up in your spirit. Hallelujah. You don't have to be walk around with a bowed down head. You can mount up on the inside. Hallelujah. Lord, we come to you tonight. We're going to look to the Lord in prayer. We know that there have been many names that have been sent up unto the Lord, many requests that have been called out unto God, and we're just going to lay them before the Lord tonight. Hallelujah, Jesus. Lord, every name, every request, spoken and unspoken, God, every person, matter of fact, that is on this line tonight, Lord, We know that if we're not going through something, God, we're in a period right before we're getting ready to go through something. Every name, every person, every household that is represented on this line tonight, Lord, I pray right now that you would just move by your spirit. Lord, we come to you tonight, God, and we know that in a time of turmoil, just like the children of Israel, they was getting ready to give up hope. They was getting ready to let it all go. But you spoke to Isaiah and you said, comfort ye. Comfort ye, my people. God, your people tonight need comfort. I don't know what the situation is. I don't know what the circumstance is, but God, we're in a turmoil in the spirit realm, God. We're in a turmoil in the physical realm, God. We're in a turmoil in the natural realm, God. But we know that you are not the author of confusion. We know that, God, your word said that in the last day, we will be the head and not the tail, God. We come to you right now, God, laying every name, every household, every situation that is on this line up before you right now, God. Every person on Facebook Live that requested for prayer, we call that situation out right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, we ask that you just do what only you can do, God. Do the unimaginable, God. Your word said tonight that your ways are unsearchable. Nobody can know the mind of God. Where all our thoughts are far from your thoughts. Your ways are far from our ways. Just as far as the east is from the west. We don't understand everything. We don't know everything. But God, we know that we can depend on you because it is in you that we live. It's in you that we move, we breathe, we have our being. We know that we can look unto you, the author and the finisher of our faith. You said in your word that, God, we look through a glass darkly, but in that day, God, we will see clearly, God, and we will know as we are known. The songwriter said that what a day of rejoicing there will be, God. We can't understand everything right now, but we know that in the end, God, everything one moment the minister said years ago in your kingdom will pay for it all, God. When we look upon your face, God, when we get into your presence, God, we know that there's fullness of joy. There's fullness of peace, God. What we experience right now with your presence is just a mere minuscule, God, of what the presence of the Lord will be like. One day, God, when we get in your presence, God, oh, God, our eyes will be open, God. We will fall at your presence and at your feet like John said, God, as a dead man. But, God, while we're on this journey, God, we're trusting and we're depending on you, God. In the name of Jesus, we want to give you a praise tonight on this line, God. We thank you, God, that you have kept our mind in the midst of the trouble, God. We thank that you have kept our life in the midst of the trouble, God. We thank you tonight that you kept our finances in the midst of the trouble, God. We're living in one of the most powerful countries in the world, God, but we give you praise less, God. But God, I'm reminded on this line tonight that when I think of the goodness of Jesus, God, I won't withhold my praise from you, God. I won't quench your spirit tonight, God, because, God, you've been mighty good to me. You made ways out of no way, and I know we got about two or three people on the line, God, to know that you made a way out of no way, God. When we couldn't find no other door, you drew a door yourself, and you told us to walk therein, and we thank you tonight, God, because why? When we come out, nobody can get the credit, God. Nobody can get the glory. Nobody can get the honor, God. We know that it was your eagle, God, that swooped down and picked us up, God, turned us all the way around, placed our feet on the solid ground. So we will say yes to your will, God. We will say yes to your way, God. It may not be popular. It may cost us our life, but God, we will bow to you, God. We will say yes, Lord, yes. Oh, God, we will, God, give our life to your wholeheartedly in the name of Jesus. And God, we now give you the praise. We now give you the glory and the honor. Glory to your name, God. Hallelujah, God. I wish somebody's soul would catch on fire tonight in the name of Jesus. Glory to your name, Lord God. We praise you for the victory, God, in the name of Jesus. Glory to your name, God. We will bless the Lord at all times, and our praises shall continually be in our mouth, Lord Jesus. Glory to your name, God. Glory, we give you glory. We give you honor, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah, Lord God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Bring us out with the victory, Lord Jesus. With a head held high, God, giving you praise.
Thank you, Lord. Yes,
hallelujah, Lord.
Thank
God.
You for the answer, Lord.
Hallelujah, God.
Thank
you, Jesus.
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord God.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you,
Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord.
Thank
hallelujah,
you,
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah,
yes,
Lord God.
Glory. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah,
yes, Lord.
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord God.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory to God.
Thank
you, hallelujah,
God.
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Glory to your name,
amen.
Lord God.
Yes, Lord. How you doing?
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Lord. Yes, Lord.
God, we praise you.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah, God. We praise you, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank
you, Jesus.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Praise your name.
Hallelujah.
Praise your name.
Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory to God.
Yes, Lord God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah, Lord Jesus.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Yes, to your will,
glory to your name, Father.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, God. Yes, God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, to your will, Lord.
Strengthen me up, Lord. Strengthen me up, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
In the name of Jesus, I thank you.
Glory to your name, God.
Thank you, Lord.
Glory to your name. We bless
yes,
the Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yes,
amen. Amen. Glory to
hallelujah.
God.
Thank you,
thank you, Lord. We thank God for
thank
that
you,
powerful,
Lord.
Powerful word.
Thank
hallelujah.
Yes,
thank you, Lord. And we bless
thank
you, Lord.
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord, for the powerful,
thank
powerful
you,
word.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
We thank you, Jesus.
Thank
hallelujah.
You, Jesus.
Praise
thank
God.
Lord.
I don't know about
thank
all you on
Jesus.
This line, but I'm getting ready to mount up. Hallelujah. With wings
yes,
of the eagle.
Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
praise
Lord.
God.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Lord.
Thank God.
Hallelujah,
Jesus. For Minister Patterson on tonight. That
I
let us know that no matter what
you,
situation
Lord.
We're in, that
thank
we can
you,
mount
Jesus.
Up. We don't have to stay there. That God
thank
will raise
you,
us
Jesus.
Up with
thank
the strength
you.
And the
thank
wings
you,
of the eagle. Hallelujah.
Thank
we
you,
bless
Jesus.
The Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank
glory
you, Lord.
To God.
Thank you, Lord.
We thank you for the word.
Yes, Lord. Thank you,
thank
Jesus.
You, God. We bless you.
Thank you
I know
Lord.
You on this line tonight
thank
have
Jesus.
To be blessed. Hallelujah.
Thank
I'm sure
Jesus.
That word has
thank
stirred
you,
up that inner
thank
man
you,
on the inside.
You,
let you
Lord,
know that just get
you.
Ready. Get ready. Expect
thank
to be
you,
mounted up. Amen.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Yes,
Bible
yes,
says,
thank
David
you,
says, my expectation
thank
comes
you,
from the Lord. And I want to thank
you
Minister Patterson, for that
yes,
powerful
Lord.
Word tonight coming
yes,
from
Lord.
Isaiah, the 40th chapter.
Thank
Isaiah
yes,
saying,
Lord.
Comfort
thank
ye the people. I am comforted tonight. I'm sure everybody on this line has received
thank
that
yes,
word
Lord.
Of God, how God
thank
gives
you,
us
Lord.
Supernatural strength.
Thank
and
you,
all
Lord.
We got to do is
thank
wait
you.
On him.
Thank
and he knows that we know that he will renew
yes,
our
Lord.
Strength
yes,
as
Lord.
The eagle. God is a God
yes,
of promise.
Lord.
So encourage.
Yes, Lord.
We are encouraged.
Yes,
encourage
Lord.
Yourself. Get ready
thank
to
you,
mount
Jesus.
Up. Praise
yes,
God.
Yes,
I love
Lord.
That word tonight. Powerful.
Yes,
God. Praise God. And God's word
thank
doesn't
you,
go back out and return unto him void. But I know it has already accomplished, and it will accomplish all that he has set out there to do. So again, thank you, Minister Joseph Patterson, for that powerful
amen.
Word tonight. And I want to thank
amen.
Everyone that's on this line, on this prayer line tonight. Continue to pray. Continue to look to the hills from which cometh your help. All
yes,
of our
Lord.
Help comes from the Lord. And don't
yes,
forget,
Lord.
Get ready to mount up. Get ready to raise up your faith in the Lord. Expect to rise up higher than where you are. I don't know about you, but I feel that I'm in a new level in God. Thank you very much. We praise God for this prayer line. We praise God for everyone that's on this prayer line tonight. And may you be blessed and continue to tell somebody else. Share this word. Share the blessing with someone else in the name of Jesus. So until next week, we pray that you continue to be blessed. Continue to mount up and be blessed of the Lord and give God the praise. God bless you, and good night.
Oh, thank
good
you.
Night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Night, night.
16.